Hey guys, and welcome to the Transformation Mindset Podcast. I am your mindset coach, Lucy, and this podcast is to advise you on my best mindset motivational tips, guide you into a growth mindset, and share with you any of the best tips I can find in optimizing your mental and physical health. Enjoy this episode, guys. Hey guys, and welcome back to the podcast. I hope we're all well and having a fantastic week. Before we hop on to today's episode, as always, if you guys could just take 2 seconds out of your day to give this podcast a little like, review, share it on your social medias. You have no idea how much it helps this little podcast grow and get into the ears of others. So if you could take a second, you have no idea how grateful I am each time that you guys do this. Even if you're just popping that little like button or follow button on whichever platform you're choosing to listen to this, again, it really does help the algorithm for the podcast. So thank you kindly, and let's roll in to today's episode. So today's episode is actually inspired by my trip back from Scotland yesterday. So I was back in Scotland for a few days, spending some quality time with the family. Unfortunately, we're going through a very sad time as my grandma is extremely poorly. She is in the hospital. So, and we've all gone through, if we haven't gone through that experience yet, we definitely all do go through that experience, and it is horrendous. But I spent that quality time back home and with the family, and having the time with my grandma whilst I can. But on the way back, I travel across the UK quite a lot, especially over the last couple of years with the shows that I've been a part of, and I don't doubt with any events that I've got coming up, I will, you know, that will continue just for different reasons. But when I do go on my travels, I tend to like to stop off at villages or small towns that I haven't visited before to take a little wander around. Because I usually have Pablo, if nobody knows who Pablo is, what are you doing? Get on my social media, get all about it. Everybody loves a bit of Pabs. He is my little Daxie. And whenever I'm crossing country, he comes with me, and I usually take a little stop and we'll take a wander around because I like to see what the villages and towns look like. And this is actually, before we dive into what the episode is about, I want to give you guys a tip, and it might sound a bit morbid, but in my experience, especially when I speak to clients, or even passing comments with people, we don't appreciate what we have while we have it. We spend so much time feeling insignificant because we're so focused on what other people are doing that we're not investing that time into what we are doing and making the most out of it to get the best out of this life. Now, that doesn't matter what that looks like, so long as it feels good to you. And one of the things I like to do when I'm crossing country and I'm going for a walk is, if I'm close to one, which usually in villages and towns they're not too hard to find, is the local graveyard. And again, this sounds really morbid, but if you go into the graveyards, take a little read at the headstones and take a little look at when I walked into the graveyard. I think it was in Moffat, which is a small town in Scotland. The graveyard was full of gravestones, and obviously from different centuries, way back, like dating back to the 1800s, some of them. And I'm reading some of the headstones, and the first thing that I recognize is how many young people were on those gravestones. And I'm talking a few months old, people that had, you know, I actually saw one gravestone where they had two daughters. Clearly, one of them, they were both called Megan. The first one had passed away at 6. They obviously tried again, called this other daughter Megan, and she then passed away at 3 months old. When you go through and you look at these graveyards, you realize how finite your life is, and how all of those people on those gravestones, unless they were, you know, they've got a close family relative nearby or a family relative, because they're not going to be that close, especially if they're from the 1800s, they're completely forgotten about. And it breaks my heart going through and seeing that. This is why I stop in the graveyards, because when was the last time you did that and paid some attention to some of these people who are no longer here? Because essentially that's going to be you one day. And again, I realize this is morbid, but it's kind of reining back in the importance of life, especially when I've just spent this time with my grandma, and she is such a significant part of our family life that I'd hate to think that one day no one's going to know who she was. So I feel it's important to do these things when you're in their home, essentially, you're in their hometown. But also, I find it interesting reading what these people did for work and reading what they did for others. Some people don't have any of that on their gravestones, but other people do. And what I found incredible at the graveyard I was at yesterday is that there was headstones of people who had, you know, protected the town during a massive snowstorm, which they on the gravestone, this is again on the gravestone, so again this was the 1800s, it was apparently unforgettable, that's the word it was used, an unforgettable snowstorm, and that this man had protected the town during the snowstorm. None of us know anything about this snowstorm, even though on the gravestone it said unforgettable, which just kind of brings home what I'm talking about, the fact that, you know, the significance, it fades away. But what I found incredible was I'm walking around these gravestones and I'm reading how there was practitioners on there, you know, surgeons, some of them had beautiful, even there was a more modern headstone, even it was from the early 1900s, who had founded one of the clans. However, the tallest gravestone, it was huge. And I'm thinking this must be someone, it must be like, not a king, but you know, someone who was of serious importance. This, I even took a picture, which I'm going to be using on the front of this podcast, on my social media feed. The gravestone was huge, and on it, it said that this person didn't do anything spectacular as a job. What was on the gravestone was that all of his friends, this man, I think his name was John Carpenter, potentially, I can't remember what his name was, but the gravestone was purchased by all of his friends because of, to represent how much respect and love they had for him because of how much of a nice person he was and life. He didn't do anything spectacular. He was just a good person, and his friends respected him and loved him that much that they all came together and purchased the largest gravestone I have ever seen. It could have been a building if there was walls to it. It was that tall. It was the tallest thing that you could see in this graveyard. And it just rains home. You do not need to be doing anything that doesn't fit you. You only need to be the best version of yourself, whatever that may be, for the right people to love you. It is impossible to have everyone see you. Yes, you get celebrities and things like that, but even the people, I have spoken to people who don't know some of the big names who I know. That just shows how much we give, how much significance we give to them, despite the fact they change nothing in our lives. The only person with control in changing our lives is ourselves. And the only way you can leave a legacy like John, who had built such a fondness from his friends, nothing else, just from his friends, for being respectful, for being kind, for being generous. They all chipped in to give him something that nobody could. He is unforgettable, because as soon as you walk in there, it's the first gravestone that you go to because it stands taller than the rest. And you need to be like that. You need to start focusing on just being the best version of yourself. Stop wasting so much of your time giving so much significance to other people rather than focusing on your own. And stop letting yourself get in your own head that you're not significant because you're not doing X, Y, and Z. If there's something in this life you want to achieve, go and achieve it. Find someone who's already doing it. And this doesn't mean sit and scroll on the social media and start then comparing and feeling sorry for yourself that you're not there. Start to learn from them. Get them to mentor you. They've already achieved what you want to achieve, and go and do it. Get yourself a degree. Start doing some research, reading, whatever it is that you need to be doing to make yourself feel better and more significant to yourself. Start doing it now. Start doing it right now. And above all else, and I this is the legacy that I want to leave behind, and it's, I say it time and time again, all I want, all I care about is that when someone spends time with me, I want them to feel better than what they felt like when they saw me. I want them to leave the conversation with me feeling so much better, whoever they are, because that is the legacy I want to leave behind. It's not about having all the money. It's not about having all the fancy materialistic objects. It's about how I've made people feel. And that, when I speak to my clients and when I look at my clients and I hear at the end of their journey with me, how much better they feel within themselves and the focus they have for themselves and how significant they feel, my heart feels so full. And I have gained so many fantastic people in my life because of it. I have kept my friends. I've got friends that I've known since I was 3 years old. My friend Yannick, who I went to nursery with, if I picked up the phone, he would still pick up the phone and treat me like no different. And that, to me, is far more important than anything else. You have got to start finding this for yourself. And how do you want to be remembered? Do you want, you know, we're all going to go at some point. But you want to make your mark. But the people you need to be making your mark with are the people in your circle. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing and what people are watching. Nobody's watching you enough. Nobody. Even when you're in think about the people that you spend so much time idolizing, yeah, and rolling through their stories. How many of them do you just flick through? Even though it's the person that you idolize, how many of their stories or Instagrams or whatever do you just flick through? You don't actually give it the time and attention that they are probably looking for, but you're giving them that, they're giving you that clickbait. That's all it is to you. And you've built a dopamine addiction to their feed because it's almost like a mini entertainment. Stop doing it. Stop wasting your time. Be your own entertainment. Be your own idol and start making that life that you want to, because you are so capable. And you deserve the best. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. I will catch you in the next one. Lots of love.